can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Scheman, Shepherd, and the Jacksons. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN. Turn this up. I love this song.
I love this song. Probably as a group, all of them together. This is my favorite. It's an awesome video, too.
It is a cool video.
It is a great
video. Makes you feel good.
Yeah.
I'm just going to lay out for a while. I really like it.
No, it's been a good great mood. Song. This was when they did the tour, the world tour. Victory tour, yeah.
Is that Michael or Jermaine?
I don't know. I know the Buffalo Bills are dropping balls all over the place initially. They go 3-and-out.
Only two.
It looks miserable in Buffalo.
It's a cold,
it's one of
raw
those
rain.
60-degree days. It feels like 40.
Well, it's 48 degrees there now.
Oh, I overestimated.
Yeah.
It's 48. It feels like 28 down here.
Yuck.
Yeah, it's not.
And that's not just pretty. Underway. Again, this was supposed to be last Thursday night's game, so the Bills are wearing their home color rushes.
So weird, no fans in the stands in Buffalo yet.
It's probably for their own good.
Why?
Because they injure themselves before games. Have you ever seen Bills Mafia? Well, they jump on tables.
I know, but forget that aside. You're never going to stop that unless they stop tailgating. But
all right, so we got Thursday. We got Monday afternoon football, and then tonight the Cardinals and Cowboys at 8:15 for real Monday Night Football. By the way, the Van Der Esch, the linebacker of the Cowboys, back.
America's team, Boise State.
After being injured, I thought he was out longer than that.
I thought he was coming back next week.
So this is that's a big boost for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chiefs fans, Le'Veon Bell has gotten his number. He'll be 26.
Oh.
Taking it from Damien Williams.
He's not playing tonight.
No.
He's not playing tonight. Boot Camp says, did I miss Pete's top 10 candy list? It's top 19, and no, we haven't done it yet.
We got to give the people what they want. We'll take care of it.
We will get to it today.
Yes, we'll do that in a few minutes.
It's going to be very debatable, I guarantee.
Well, it is always a heated debate.
It's subjective.
It's an annual rite of passage.
No, it's not.
What do you mean?
It's not subjective. There are good candies. There are bad candies.
Well, that's all according to taste.
No.
Well,
according to science.
Some people like black licorice. Some people don't.
Nobody
some people
likes
like red licorice. Some people don't. Some
nobody
people like chuckles.
Black
some
licorice.
People don't. I don't eat that jelly crap.
I don't like black. You know, my father likes black licorice and like the pistachio ice cream. You know, all the flavors.
Yeah.
You go, who eats that stuff?
Oh, pistachio ice cream.
He likes it.
My dad loved that. Same thing. He loved pistachio ice cream.
Yeah, but if I'm rolling into a Baskin Robbins, I'm not getting the pistachio.
Why?
I'm getting because I got like 32 other flavors that are better.
Well, yeah, you can.
Like,
I mean,
like peanut butter and chocolate.
Well, I agree with
Reese's
you there.
I just.
Anything peanut butter is
did you just say peanut butter and chocolate then followed up with Reese's? It's the same flavor.
Well, there's Reese's Cup in like
but it's
a,
the same flavor.
A Moose Tracks type.
You get peanut butter fudge. Yes, technically it is, but they just reward it for 31 flavors at Baskin Robbins or whatever it is.
Did you know the B and the R have a 31 in it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just taught you something, didn't I?
Yep. Yeah. Nope.
I taught you that there's an arrow in the FedEx logo. I remember that.
You told us there's a cactus in IU.
And also, check out the bag of Tostitos and what's really going on there.
They're sharing a dip.
It's a sexual thing.
No, they're sharing it.
Look at the Tostitos closely, Chris. Dial it up.
Yeah, it's some sort of innuendo.
Yes, very innuendo.
Yeah, you got
right
to look, magnify.
You don't even have to magnify it. It's right there on the bag.
Okay.
They're dipping a chip into a bowl of salsa.
Chris, take out
look
the
closer.
Look at the middle three letters, and the logo, around the eye, and just okay. It's time to move on. Excuse me. What?
I don't know.
What? What did you just say?
I mean, it's very clearly two people dipping a chip in a bowl of salsa.
All right, if you want to be naive, that's fine.
I will be.
It's time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris, brought to you by Tostitos.
And no, it's not. Chiefs driving right now. They have the ball, 2:20 to go. I don't know what to do right now. 2:20 to go in the first quarter, 0-0.
Yeah.
Game one of the Monday Night Football
doubleheader. 2 minutes left. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we'll have, 2 minutes into.
Oh, okay.
This is a terrible SportsCenter update. We'll have game two and this game once we're done with Sheeman and Shepherd here. Cards and Cowboys later this evening. And Leighton Vander Esch has been given the go where he's going to get out on the field.
I want to win championships. Still remember him from draft night. That was hilarious. Dumpster Fire sent in a picture of himself with Holyfield when he met him in Vegas a few years back. Nice
guy.
Huh? How about that, Dumpster Fire? That's pretty cool. We had some Holyfield trivia just a few minutes ago on Wikipedia. And Chicken Salad says, I know what it feels like now to be a Lions fan after watching the Braves blow a 3-1 series lead. Yeah, there's some there. There's some there. it's a tough feeling. Look, I'm just glad my Lions didn't blow a double-digit lead against the Jaguars and ended the, was it a six-game skid? So for losing double-digit lead.
Yeah.
Obviously, a lot of time at the beginning of the show, if you're just tuning in, the Dolphins shut out the Jets. The Jets are a mess. The Dolphins win 24-0, and Tua comes on the field with about 217 to play. So it was good to see him out there. And, of course, Tom Brady, Bruce Arians and company, nearly flawless. No penalties. None. Zero penalties, zero turnovers in their win over the Green Bay Packers. How about that?
That was great. And amazing. Really the stat of the week, if we're honest about it. It really is.
I was impressed. Very impressed. You know, they had that extra time after that Thursday night game. And, I mean, they looked awful on the Thursday night. That's one of the greatest X's and O's turnarounds from one game to the next I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, they're up 13-0 in that game. They should have been up by more, and they just shot themselves in the foot in that game. And they're a better team than the Bears. Yes. I mean, everybody knows it. And again, the Chiefs now, they got one first down, but then they get a punt. So far.
Yes.
I won't even say a defensive battle. It's just been drop balls and some bad through missed opportunities here.
Yeah, case of the dropsies early on in Buffalo. Raining. They're not used to playing it this time, though.
Right. This is like Pac-12 traveling east or something.
It's 5 o'clock. It's 4:25.
No, their bodies are used to the to Sunday.
Right.
Or Monday night. Or Thursday night. Right. Body's not used to a Monday afternoon kick.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Here.
Here.
It's 5 o'clock here.
As a matter of fact. All right. We'll get to all that. I feel like we're having fun because we're actually watching an NFL game for the first time ever. History being made here live on the Sheeman and Shepherd show.
Yeah.
So we're going to have some fun. We'll have Pete's candy. Listen, I see young Sean is here. Let's his Giants eked out
a victory lap.
Let him take a victory lap.
They didn't cover, but that's okay.
Danny Dimes is a better rushing quarterback than passing. We had some nice runs in that game.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Sean, how are you?
How was your weekend, guys?
Did you burn a couch or anything?
No, I was so happy. I was just sitting there jumping up and down. Good thing I didn't work till later on Sunday because I got to watch the Giants win. So I was really happy. And, you know, the first thing I did was I was actually going through my Facebook and you see all these people sitting here talking smack on Daniel Jones through the entire game. I'm sitting there. I'm like, yeah, y'all want him to be traded now. And like, even we won, and then there's still people salty saying that they want Daniel Jones gone and that they want Trevor Lawrence. I'm like, y'all just can't respect the quarterback. I'm like, he's only in his second year. Give him time to develop. He's under a new
Sean.
Coach. He's learning new things.
Sean, do you really want Danny Dimes over Trevor Lawrence?
I just think Danny Dimes needs more of a chance. Fans have been quitting on him since he first started. They haven't really ever given him a chance. And, you know, he's never had his healthy receiving
corps. I think Sean is trying to say, look,
he's got old man Tate over there. He's not getting any younger. You know, Tate's bound to retire sooner or later. Josh is going to probably go to Tate.
Hold on, Sean. All right, take a pause. So Sean's saying, look, we're good at quarterback. We're good at running back with Saquon comes back. Let's use our assets of these high draft picks on other areas and let's complete the team. That's all he's saying. He's not interested in Trevor Lawrence.
Exactly. Yep. I want people to give Daniel Jones a chance because he doesn't have weapons. He doesn't have that many talent. He has Darius Slayton and Evan Ingram so far.
Yeah,
Shepard's still out with turf toe.
Yeah.
We need better receivers to help that can stay healthy. I can help out Daniel Jones if he needs a bailout, but
Yeah.
He's struggling because, you know, he has no one he can really depend on. Saquon's still out. Slayton is his only target right now, and Slayton's been getting double covered.
Yeah, okay. Two catches for 41 yards. No, I hear what you're saying.
Thank you, Sean.
You make a lot of good points.
I love
Sean.
Sean's optimism.
Yeah.
And Giants fans, potential for 2 wins in 1 week. You got the Eagles on the road Thursday Night Football this week.
Are the Eagles getting better?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they're getting healthier.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that they're – I'm going to say something right
Carson
now.
Carson Wentz is going to get annihilated.
Well, I like what Pete said earlier. Yeah. He's just betting against them every week, but I think they're starting to get to that point where you might have to start rethinking.
Well, they had a good half last week. They were getting killed in that game, and I'll give them credit for making a slight comeback or maybe Baltimore's
slight
complacency.
I mean, they were a two-point conversion away from forcing overtime.
I know.
By the way, you want to talk overrated? Sorry, Ravens. Sorry.
What's the problem? Ravens
are overrated.
Why?
They do not deserve to be in the class with the Chiefs, with the Bills. They don't deserve to be in that class.
Yes, they do.
No, they do not.
With the Bills?
No. The Bills are a better team right now than the Ravens. Yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
I can't go with you there.
No, they are. I'm sorry. They're not in the same class. When do they play Pittsburgh? That'll be the litmus test I want to see.
Well, that game's always got 3-point
games. At Ravens, November 1st.
Yeah, that's always a close game.
Oh, they have the Titans this... Or no, that's the Steelers, my bad.
Okay.
That's the Steelers game.
All right.
Steelers have the Titans this week. Also, good game.
I mean, Sanders rushed for 118 yards is good. I mean, look...
They beat nobody.
They're down 17 to nothing.
They beat nobody.
They're down 24. I'll give them credit. For whatever reason, the Eagles got complacent, and they did.
Yes. Now, Pete Shepard, all summer long, you would pound a drum that the Ravens were the best team in football.
Yeah, I think.
Now, Chris just poo-pooed on your entire summer.
He's all right. He can poo-poo.
All right. Just want to see if you're standing by your guns there.
Yeah, I still think they're going to the Super Bowl. I do.
The Ravens?
I predicted at the beginning of the season. I said they'd go, if not 16-0, 15-1. I don't think they're going to lose.
First down.
Well, I told you, a lot of it has to do with they don't have to travel far. They only travel 6,000 miles the whole season.
They've already lost.
And they have the easiest schedule initially this year.
They can't go undefeated.
They can go
15-1.
But go look at their schedule.
Okay. I am looking at their schedule right now, actually. Their next game is against the Steelers. Mm-hmm. The Steelers are a better football team right now. But you want to look at who this team has beat. The Texans, the football team, the Bengals, the Eagles, and then a good win over the Browns.
Those are all quality wins, every one of them.
Which one? Maybe two quality wins on that list.
I can't do it.
Exactly.
Same amount of quality wins as the Bears have.
I'm sorry, are we talking about the Bears as a Super Bowl contender?
I'm just telling
you. And they've got
the same record
as the Bears, right? And you guys sat in here at the 2 o'clock hour telling me how they're frauds. The worst 5-1 team you've ever seen. Well,
ever.
Guess what?
Ever.
They're 5-1.
Ever.
They're 5-1.
Ever.
They're 5-1.
If they played the Ravens, who would win?
They have more quality. The Bears have more quality wins than the Ravens right now.
If they played, according to you, okay, if they played the Ravens, who would win that game?
Baltimore? I don't know right now.
Oh, come on.
Baltimore hasn't played a real defense yet this year.
Just breaking in here, your boy Josh Allen's 0-4 for 0 yards so far in the stellar start.
Second and five, and they're at the 50.
Better than the Ravens. I'm just saying.
It's early. It's Rivers. 2nd and 5.
It's off to a rough start.
So is Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes will be fine.
First down.
Look at that. Devin Singletary.
Nice run. Way to finish it off.
Way to just jinx the Chiefs, Craig, with that.
Pigskin picks are on the line. Got to be serious about this stuff. All right.
Can I do my quiz here?
Well,
you want to come back and do candy? We promise candy.
What kind of quiz do you have?
It's short. It's a short quiz.
All right, hold on. Is it NFL or college?
Yes, college.
All right, let's do that.
It's a short one.
And then we'll come back with a candy quiz.
Yep.
So, hey, Paulie from Philly, you do know that there's two sides of the ball, right?
You do know that, right?
Paulie from Philly.
Paulie, what a great name from Philly.
What a terrible name.
Oh, he's opening it up. Josh Allen going deep. And, it was deflected away. Ooh, that could have been 6.
This is a quiz.
Yeah, P.I. in the end zone. Put the ball in the 1.
Was it?
It might have been.
Yeah.
Looked like a good play by me.
Nice.
To me.
All right, on Saturday, Clemson put up 73 in that close
squeaker
win over Georgia Tech, 73-7, in case you missed it. For today's quiz, can you boys name the last FBS school to drop 70 or more points on an opponent? give you a bonus point if you can name the opponent.
Oh, okay. How, like, I need a, was it recent?
The last decade.
70.
Mm-hmm.
In a non-overtime game.
Yes.
Give me a conference.
Yeah, we gotta go. We gotta go fishing here. Conference, something. Gotta give me a direction.
No, I won't do that.
You won't do that?
No, I'll say it's Power Five.
I'm gonna say Oklahoma over 12. Kansas.
I'll say it's.
I mean, it's the easiest one, okay. Right?
Bracket, yes.
Did Oak State ever rock anybody for 70?
Was it Oklahoma on Oklahoma State? That Bedlam game a few years ago?
No.
They did hit the over at like 120 or something like that in that game.
Huh. I already said OU over Kansas. That was my guess.
I got nothing. I got nothing.
Not even a guess?
Oak State was my guess.
Well, I'll do another Power 5. It's not in the Big 12. Another Power 5 school.
Not in the Big 12.
Not in the Big 12.
This is Division One versus Division One.
Not in the Pac-12.
All right, we're down to Power Three. And it's Division One versus Division One.
Always.
Oh, okay.
Unless
okay.
I suggest otherwise.
Okay. I'm drawing blanks here.
I feel like you're going to hurt yourself.
I know.
A Big Ten school.
Ohio State.
Wisconsin. Wisconsin threw a 70 up once. That's what I'm guessing. I can't remember against who.
It was Ohio State, and it was last year versus Maryland, 73-14.
Oh.
Week 11 of last year, 73-14. Ohio State took mercy. Pity on Maryland.
All right. Oh.
Really disappointed.
Very good.
I thought for sure you guys would get that one with Ohio State immediately.
No. I was on Oklahoma.
Oklahoma was the logic. It's not that. See, if I said last year, I could have given you that. Would have been.
I don't think I would have gotten that.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I normally don't read long text soliloquies on the air here, but I'm going to give it a go with the Wizard of Oz. Wizard of Oz says, "I've been with my wife 27 years, and for 27 years, she has hated sports."
Yeah, been there.
I have just gotten to the point where she saw a commercial today, and she tells me that the World Series starts tomorrow. First, I have to ask, does the World Series really start tomorrow?
Yes.
Is she really listening? Yes, it does. Dodgers and Rays. The next series of events is mind-boggling, but at least I know the World Series is starting tomorrow, so I ask who's playing. Guys, that was the wrong question. The attention deficiency just cannot hold up to hear the two teams playing in the World Series. In the next 26 years, maybe I can get the two teams. That's all I got. The only hope I have, life, man. I shouldn't. I got a little discombobulated there. I'm sorry. I didn't look. Your wife is paying attention to sports more than you are, Wizard of Oz. Kind of remind me though. I mean, how relationships play in sports. I told you I was all hunkered down, got my honeydews all taken care of on Saturday. Didn't watch a lot of college football Saturday, so I could sit down and watch Bama, Georgia. And 5 minutes into the game, my wife goes, "How engaged are you in this game?" Like. On a scale of 1 to 10, 100. Like
Bills.
She wanted to watch a movie or something.
Bass with a 48-yard field goal is good, and the Bills take a 3-0 lead.
Still not covering.
Yes, they are.
Plus 4.5.
What are you talking
about? It's 8.5 now as far as I'm concerned.
Seriously. I'll score a touchdown, Casey. It's fine.
You're going to watch some Patrick Mahomes dazzle everybody. Get right back in this thing. All right. Pete Shepard with an annual rite of passage.
Well, this is a different lib. This is the ultimate Halloween candy power rankings. Not right. By me, but by a particular website.
And as I, until I lost all the weight and now I'm thin, I am the sugarholic of the show. And so I will be the final arbiter should there be any debate. All right? Is that fair? You don't eat a lot of sugar.
No, but I've had every single one of these candies, and there's no right or wrong answers. I find it interesting.
Oh, there's right or wrong
answers. The rating, there's a win percentage for all of these candies, which I think it's great.
Okay. All right, we'll do that when we come back. We'll keep an eye. Again, Bills up 3-0 already in the first quarter of Monday afternoon football.
We say nothing in football. Nil in soccer.
That's football.
Well, you get on me for, the way I present scores.
You would have said nil 3.
If we were talking about the Chiefs, I would have.
Game one of the World Series, as Wizard of Oz just told you. We got coverage starting at 7:30, first pitch at 8:08 between the Rays and the Dodgers. How about that? Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepard. It's Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Patrick Mahomes hooking up with Travis Kelce on a touchdown pass with 3:05 to go in the first. They're reviewing it. I think it stands. It's a 6-3 Kansas City, extra point pending.
3:05 to go into first.
Basically just knifed through the entire Bills defense on this drive.
Well, it was a good catch. Concentration. It could have been a bobble, but he concentrated and held on to it. And nice move. I mean,
Clyde Edwards-Helaire had a lot to do with that.
Yeah. So well, the offensive line, that was a big, just... big hole. Whether he did or not, this thing's a wrap. I'm calling it.
Stop.
Election Central. I'm calling it the red. Red beats the blue.
Absolutely ridiculous.
With 3:05 to go in the first.
Craig says, don't watch.
Hey, you guys are still winning on the point spread, but not for long.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't call a game that the first quarter's not even over.
I can.
No, you can't.
I did, and I will.
No, and you'd be wrong.
This is a wrap.
Wrap what?
The Bills can't stop this Chiefs offense.
They've already stopped
them. Already did.
Yes, they did. So
it looked like a dang scrimmage out there.
Don't just ignore him.
Just do the candy.
Yeah.
Do the candy.
The ultimate Halloween candy power rankings. And I see some of you guys have sent your lists in. And again, this is all subjective. There's no right or wrong answer. And this is from site 538 with 1.2 million followers.
Okay.
Data-driven news and analysis from Nate Silver's 538. So it's interesting because... I'll start with number 19, and it's got a win percentage next to it.
Okay.
Whatever that means, I don't know. And this is all subjective, but whatever means, it has a win percentage. So at number 19.
And now, a list.
Again, top 19, the ultimate Halloween candy power ranking. Number 19, Craig's going to be very upset. Skittles Original. With a win percentage of 63.1%.
That's ridiculous. They're this low in the poll.
It's a good candy.
Yeah.
It's a good candy.
I wouldn't put them anywhere in the top five, but certainly not at 19.
Neither would I. No, yeah. It should probably be a top 10 candy, but let's hear the rest of the
number
list.
18 at 64.4%, the Milky Way Simply Caramel. Not caramel, but caramel.
You know, back in the 1970s when that was like the leading candy bar, it was pretty good, but other stuff's come out since then. It's an oldie but goodie.
But this isn't the original Milky Way. This is the Milky Way Simply Caramel.
Okay.
Coming in at number 17 with a 65.7% is a Rolo. Now, I will tell you, a great little dessert to make is put Rolos on top of mini pretzels and put them in the oven for like 5 minutes tops. Let it kind of ooey gooey.
Yeah.
It is spectacular.
I think I've done that before.
Nothing wrong with a Rolo.
Now, here's what I like to do with a Rolo. I like to get a Rolo, you know, when I'm at the checkout stand at the grocery store.
And start eating them before you pay.
And try and jam as many in my mouth as I can. Just love them. Love them. You can roll a Rolo to your pal.
Yes. Number 16 with a 66.5% winning percentage is Crunch. I think that's the old Nestle's Crunch bar.
Yeah.
Always the red, white, steady south. Yes.
Should be so much higher on this list than 16.
And they used to have the ones where it was the bigger Crunch bar that had big squares in it. You know, you'd break in it.
Delightful.
Number 15 with a 66.6% winning percentage. I think this should be higher up. That's just me. M&M's.
Another good standby.
Yeah,
I mean
M&M's.
Yeah, it should definitely be higher.
Yeah,
just as plain M&M's.
Yeah, just says M&M's.
Yeah, because you could break down the M&M power ranking category as well.
Yep. Absolutely.
Peanut butter number one.
You could do a whole show on that.
I haven't tried the brownie ones yet.
Oh, neither have I. Maybe that's a taste test for tonight.
Yeah, number 14, the not the $100,000 bar anymore, but the 100 grand at 67.0, a solid candy bar right
love
there.
Love the 100 solid.
I only eat it at Halloween, and I'm like, why do I only eat this at
Halloween?
It's
so good.
I know. It is so good. Those remember those commercials, Craig?
Yes.
Used to go, it was like the sexy Carmel, $100,000 bar, chewy, chewy Carmel.
I do.
And it goes, this is your caramel.
You know how much Pete is singing on the show now?
A lot of singing.
Yep, I'm good. Number 13 with a 67% win percentage, Starburst. I would flip-flop that. I would make Starburst way down.
I only eat Starburst in the movie theater. I don't know why.
Starburst better than Skittles, though, so I'm fine with the sweet, chewy candy breakdown.
They're kind of in the same genre.
That's what I'm saying. I'm fine with the Starburst ahead of the Skittle.
Okay.
Coming in at number 12 with a winning percentage of 67.6%, the old Three Musketeers. And I remember correctly, Craig doesn't like Three Musketeers.
They're overrated. I'll eat it if it's there, but it does nothing for me.
It's too plain Jane for me. Yeah. It's just chocolate and nougat.
Yeah. I almost feel like it's a warm-up because it's a little light and fluffy.
It's light and fluffy.
You're wasting a lot of calories if you're warming up on that, then you go for the good stuff.
I'm just saying it may not be my favorite candy, but it's okay. It's respectable. Number 11 at 69.5%, as the Bills keep driving into Kansas City territory, peanut M&M's.
That's one of my favorites.
I like that peanut M&M is ahead of the regular M&M.
My go-to snack back in the day was a Diet Mountain Dew and a bag of peanut M&M's. Golden. It's just awesome. Awesome. Good time.
Number 10 at top 10 now. Number 10 at the 70.7% winning percentage. I disagree with this wholeheartedly. Butterfinger. I don't even know if I'd have that candy in my top 19.
I used to really like Butterfinger when I was small.
Too much effort.
As I'm older now, it is super sweet. Like, almost too sweet.
And it sticks to your teeth.
And it does stick to your teeth, which I liked as a kid. I don't like it now as an adult.
I hate that we agree on this, but we do.
Okay. Yeah.
I've never been a Butterfinger guy.
No. Nope. If you blend it up and sprinkle it over dessert.
Fantastic on top of an ice cream. Yeah. No doubt about it.
Coming in at number 9 with a 71.5% winning percentage, the peanut butter M&M.
Oh, yes, it got up there. It's my favorite.
It's number 9.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I called it.
It's pretty good.
Number 8 at 72.9%, Reese's Stuffed with Pieces, which is different.
I haven't had one of those yet.
I haven't either. What's it stuffed with?
It's stuffed with Reese's Pieces.
It's total overkill. It's total overkill.
Dumbass. Yeah, okay.
I see no need for it.
I'm fine with it.
All right,
well, that is odd.
Yes. It's like stuffing yourself with yourself.
It's like you stuffed a turkey with more turkey.
It's exactly what it is.
It makes no sense to me.
It's a turducken. No. It's a turducken of Halloween.
Okay, but that's stuffed with different things.
You ever had one?
I have. They are awesome. Only once. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but you have stuffing during Thanksgiving,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but it's not stuffed with turkey.
Yeah, but there's turkey juice in there.
It's gravy on the side. Number 8. I just said that. Number 7 at 73.1%. Old Faithful Milky Way.
Okay.
Regular Milky Way at number 7.
Way too high.
Yeah.
Way too high.
If we did back this in the poll day, 25 years ago, I'd put it up there.
Yeah.
Nope.
Madden 15 says he's offended that we have not taken peanut allergies into consideration. I mean, come on, man.
Sorry. No. Sorry, we don't. Number 6 with a 73.4% winning percentage, Reese's Pieces.
Okay.
Yeah.
The candy that E.T. made famous.
Yeah, I can knock down a few bags.
I didn't like them at first. Now I love them. But I still like peanut butter M&M's better than Reese's Pieces.
I do, too.
I like them all.
Yeah.
I could just go on a binge.
Number 5, one of my all-time favorites, coming in at a 76.7 winning percentage, Snickers. And many will argue that should be number 1, and I totally understand.
It's a tried and true, it's a great power eye system in the NFL. That's what the Snickers bar is. You know what you're getting. It's going to deliver. It's going to leave you satisfied.
Are we getting tired of it at this point in our lives?
No, I don't think so.
I'm not.
Okay.
Especially, I mean, people don't get the big ones anymore. You only get the little mini Snickers.
Like, I'll hit other things because I know Snickers. I've done Snickers. Snickers,
well, you know it, but that doesn't take away from it, right?
It's awesome.
Yeah, I guess.
Number 4, 76.8%. This candy has really grown on me over the years. Kit Kat.
Oh, it's great.
It's a regular Kit Kat. Nice, light wafer.
Yep.
Chocolate. Not like overwhelming. You feel like you need a million of them and not gain any weight.
You basically can.
Have you had the cookie and cream version of Kit Kat?
Yes.
It's a nice switch.
I don't go cookies and cream version of candy bars.
I tried it.
Had a bad experience with a Hershey's bar one time.
How can you have a bad experience with a Hershey bar?
It melted. Sick.
Well, they all melt eventually.
This one melted, and I've had a bad taste in my mouth ever since.
I wish Kit Kat had more substance to it, because I eat it, and it's all airy, and I feel like I didn't eat anything, and then I have to eat another one.
Do you like eating two at a time?
No.
I'm a one-at-a-time guy.
And
you have to break the bars off. You don't go Giancarlo Stanton just eat the bar like a Neanderthal. You break it off.
Yeah. You got to have some manners.
A piece of that Kit Kat bar. Yes. Haven't heard of Twix yet, which I'm excited to hear.
Number three with 81.6%. Twix.
Hey.
I can go strong on Twix. I love Twix.
Remember when that came out, Craig? How old were we? We were like early teens, I think.
Yes.
And that came out.
Left bar, right bar.
It was really different. Chocolate, caramel,
they got a cookies and cream.
Cookie. Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a new one.
Number two, with 81.9% win percentage, Reese's Minis, Reese's Miniatures. Oh, can't get enough of those.
I've gotten dirty with those a time
or two. And they have sugar-free version of that, too, which is great.
Okay, before you go to number one, I've noticed in my brain two that are not on here. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And if it's one, I'm going to be very upset.
I'm with you. One's Reese's Cup, which usually wins.
No, we just got the Reese's Pieces.
No, that was easy. Minis.
Or the Minis.
Reese's Pieces at six, Reese's Miniatures at two.
The number one has to be
If Candy Corner's on here, I'm going
to I'm
going to
be upset. Number one's got to be the Hershey's Milk Chocolate Bar, I think.
All right, Pete Shepard, take it away. Which is it?
Number one is Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, 84.2%. No Hershey candy bar, not even the almond one is on here.
Wow.
And I agree with you guys about candy corn. There's something about candy corn that is creepy.
It's terrible.
I don't know what it is. I never liked it as a little kid.
It's not candy. It's not corn.
It's made in Russia.
Is it really?
I don't think so.
That's funky how they make it, though. Yeah.
Oh. All right. Well, now I'm hungry and hankering for a sweet tooth situation here when I get home.
One of the best episodes of Seinfeld, Twix. Twix or Junior Mint you talked about? Junior Mint's not on here either.
There's the Junior Mint one, but he's talking about the one where he gets the insider deal when Putty's at the car dealer
and the mechanic steals his Twix bar. Oh, that's right. George's is looking for the dollar bill or whatever it is. On. Yes. He's like literally on the floor with bugs. Yes.
Disappointed we didn't have the Milk Dud. I'm a big fan of the Milk Dud.
I am a humongous fan of Milk Dud.
Love Milk Duds.
Doesn't belong in the top
19. No, I believe it does.
Top five for my money.
I told you, I was the arbiter here. And I'm with Chris on this one. You're outvoted 2-1.
I disagree. That's up there.
Supreme Court decision. All right. Let's see.
Bring some more people in here.
Yeah, let's stack the court. All right. As soon as we're off the air, we're going to pick it up with the Chiefs-Bills game right after what you got. Right now, Kansas City up 7-3 early in the second quarter in Buffalo. That's the early game tonight for Monday Night Football. Then it's Cards and Cowboys. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
There's no way Stephon Diggs got both feet inbounds. Touch. I want to see the sideline camera.
Down Buffalo. Extra point pending will be 10-7 Bills in a matter of seconds.
Hold on, I'm watching a replay with a keen eye here. He was too
first
far.
First of all, I got interfered with.
Well, that's true. He got 1 foot.
Yeah, he got them both.
Too close to overturn.
Yeah,
they're not going
to. Nope, he dragged the right toe.
They're going to confirm.
It's a touchdown.
He dragged the right toe.
I concede, but this game's still over. Chiefs will win. All right, I got to read this text from Big Quinn. Listen to you guys talk about candy. Three Musketeers is a warm-up. I like peanut butter, and then you guys crap on candy corn. Come on, guys. It's the Halloween candy. I hope you get a bag of those Mary Jane things. You know, those little chewy candies that are in the black and the orange wrappers? Those suck.
Yes.
Thank you.
Unless you treat them as a hard candy and you know, suck on them for an hour. Extra point is good. And the Bills, a 5.5-point underdog, now lead 10-7, 11:22 to go in the second. We'll be joining that game in a matter of seconds. Minutes.
All right. On this day in history, 1991, it was up until this time the longest NCAA football game. Rhode Island beat Maine in six overtimes.
Down by the harbor!
It was not by the harbor.
Yeah, it kind of was.
2008, the ALCS, the Rays beat the Red Sox in 7 games, go to the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Fact.
That was a great series.
Not for you.
Josh Beckett screwed that up.
In addition to Evander Holyfield's birthday, Lynn Dickey's birthday.
Lynn Dickey,
and
the
Bruce,
Packers.
Bruce Weber.
Nice.
Pete Shepard, what you got?
The Illini.
Well, some of you might have heard today, you hockey people out there, or many of you, and Mike Doc Emmerich, one of the best, I think arguably, he's like the Vince Scully of hockey announcers to me, the best of all time. Voice of the NHL, retiring after working for nearly 50 years. He's 74 years old.
Doc.
And began his career back calling the Devils games back in 82 when they first came over from Colorado. And just a great guy. Met him a few times and certainly interviewed him more than several times. Just a wonderful person, a great broadcaster, and he is going to be missed tremendously, but well-deserved. Great career for one of the great broadcasters of all time, Mike Doc Emmerich.
Fact. Chris, Stone Cold lock of the night, perhaps?
Cardinals plus one.
Okay. Like it.
All right, how are we doing on time?
We can go to break.
Yeah.
All right. We can end the show.
We will end the show here. We will, when we come back, it'll be Bills and Chiefs. How about that? Enjoy
the Bills
it, everybody.
Leading.
Bills up 10-7.
Yes.
For now.
Craig.
Mm-hmm. For now.
Craig.
Claimed it over at 10 minutes ago.
For Chris.
Half hour ago.
For Pete Shepard. I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me. Have a great night, Southwest Florida. Talk to you tomorrow. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.